Rock 105, Sean Pugh hanging in here on the Rock 105 interview line. And coming up on November 10th, the LaBelle Theater in South Charleston, maybe one of the greatest speaking tours to ever hit the state of West Virginia. We'll get into all that. But first, I want to take you back. 15 years ago, 2001, fresh-faced, dirt-lip stash, Sean Pugh, with a little bit of cash in my pocket, walking through the store, looking for some new music. And of course, I hit the CD aisle. Where do I start? The A's. There it is. New album up on the shelves. It's curious about it. It's got a big black sticker over this man's face. So I pull it off the shelf. I start to look at the back of it. There's songs like I Get Wet, Ready to Die, She is Beautiful, Party Hard, Party Till You Puke, and a bunch more classics. And I know I have to have this album. I buy it, take it out to the car, peel the sticker off the front of it, and there he is, bloody faced and all. It is Andrew WK, and the album was I Get Wet. And folks, we talk about this from time to time. That is one of those albums that led me down the path that rocks and down the path that parties. That's why I'm more than honored and humbled to have that man on the phone with me right now, my friend Andrew WK. How are you doing today, Andrew?
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for that very meaningful, personalized introduction.
Well, Andrew, I really am speaking the truth about that. It is one of my favorite albums of all time. It is the album that I needed at that particular moment in my life. It kind of led me down the path that I was going as I was growing up. I opened it up in the car that day in 2001. And here I sit, 2016, and I'm still listening to that album. So thank you, Andrew WK, for the music. Thanks for the positivity. Thanks for teaching me how to party. And thank you for the I Get Wet album. I really, truly appreciated it. It was something that I needed in my life.
Thank you sincerely. I appreciate it as well because it shares stories like the one you just told. I can't overstate how meaningful that story is because that's what I was going for. That was the magic of partying, that it would draw you in and light a fuse that would keep burning for as long as you wanted that fuse to burn. I mean, and it's still burning for me, and here we are talking all these years later, and I'm just, you made this party start then. You might not think you did, but you actually did, and now you're keeping it going, and you're keeping me going all these years later.
Well, I truly appreciate that, Andrew, and thank you. Sean Pugh talking to Andrew WK on the Rock 105 interview line, and coming up on November 30th, it will mark the 15th anniversary of his debut album, I Get Wet. So, Andrew, the last 15 years, how have they been treating you, my friend?
It's been one incredible, unlikely, nonstop celebration of not being dead. I mean, that is the party philosophy. That is the mindset of partying, is even with life being very intense and very challenging and oftentimes hard, it doesn't mean it's not worth celebrating, and it doesn't mean we can't enjoy it for all it's worth. So I've gotten to do things I never ever dreamed I would be able to do, and I really got to give credit again where credit is due. It's the power of partying.
Speaking of the power of partying, that's what's bringing you to the state of West Virginia. You're going on your first nationwide speaking tour, making a stop in every state in this country. It is the Power of Partying speaking tour presented by the Party Party, which is something that you've been involved in, which is a political affiliation or a political party whose mission statement is to free the American people from the dysfunction that is the two-party system. And Andrew, maybe no other time in the history of this country has something like this been more relevant. So can you tell us a little bit about what the Party Party is?
Well, I'm glad that you relate to it. This is certainly not a new concept. I think people have been desiring more parties since parties first began, and I'm simply trying to continue that great tradition. It's not really meant as a disrespect to any one existing political situation or political point of view. It's actually trying to set aside the governmental politics for a few moments and just focus on the partying, more partying together, party through our problems, party our way back into some kind of United States of America, or at least try to, because I think we're capable of it. I know I don't want to be divided from my fellow Americans. I don't want to be divided from myself and my own joy, and it doesn't mean that these issues aren't important. These traditional societal, cultural, and political issues are important, but the only way we're going to address them and hopefully solve these situations is in a good mood. And the best way that I know how to get in that good mood is by partying.
All right, Andrew. So if I could sum it up maybe in a way that everybody could understand, maybe this would be it. Partying will bring the people together.
I don't see why it can't. I mean, that is the very foundation of it. I've gone to parties where I've turned and looked at people next to me, and I know that there was things that we disagreed on, you know, earlier that day. I knew that we came from different backgrounds, different age groups, different interests, but we shared one thing in common. Everyone knows about this already. We're all human beings. You know, and it's the easiest thing to overlook when you'd rather focus on the reasons not to get along. There could be a million reasons to not get along with someone, and they could be very good reasons, but we only need that one reason to relate to each other, and that's the fact that we're all alive here at the same time, whether we like it or not. And, you know, the fact that it's so easy to roll our eyes and scoff at that notion is proof, really, of how badly we do need to work on this, and I think we're capable of it. I have very high hopes. I'm very optimistic that this is actually a very good time for this country, for this world, and that we are capable of this. Sometimes you have to be challenged in order to bring out your best. And I think these challenges will bring out our best, not our worst.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. You know, sometimes in the most bleak of times, that's when we really see people pull together. And, people out there, you know, throw a party this weekend. Throw a party with your neighbors. Get together with people you don't know. You know, just party and, you know, mingle, socialize, you know, get together and have a good time. It's all about positivity.
Keep that mind open, but more importantly, keep the heart open. Sometimes the heart will open when the mind is closed, when things don't make sense, when there's no logic. Sometimes the heart transcends that. We can't be too proud or have this idea that strength comes from having a closed hard. We don't need to be foolish. We just need to be thoughtful, you know, and as long as we have some kind of humility too, that maybe we don't have all the answers. Maybe we don't have everything solved. Maybe we don't have everything figured out yet, but that we can get there if we desire it. You know, we can't let go of that belief that it is possible to save the world and to save ourselves in the process.
Sean Pugh talking to Andrew WK on the Rock 105 interview line. Coming up on the 10th, Andrew WK is going to be at the LaBelle Theater in South Charleston, a part of his 50-state speaking tour, his Power of Partying speaking tour. And Andrew, your concerts are legendary for their partying and nonstop energy the entire time. But this is a speaking tour, and obviously there's going to be a difference between your concert and your speaking show. So what is the difference between an Andrew WK show and an Andrew WK speaking tour?
Well, yes, at the speaking event, I will be giving a lecture, and we'll be having a question and answer series and discussing partying rather than playing music about partying. Now, of course, I still play with my band on tour all the time. I hope to be coming back to West Virginia with a new album sometime soon, but this is the time to be in a room together and talk about life. You know, believe it or not, there are people out there who don't like loud music, who don't like concerts. I want to be able to party with them too. You know, I want to be able to reach people through language and not just through rhythm and melody, and this is a chance to do that. I've really enjoyed, what we're doing right now, this ability we have to bond with one another through these kinds of thoughts. And again, to me, be able to travel the whole country, go to every single 50 states all in a row like this, and I'd focus on these feelings to try to conjure up a raw energy. It's not really about a particular opinion or stance. It's certainly not about my point of view. It's about trying to dig into that foundation that underlies our opinions, that underlies our points of view. Try to reinvigorate our excitement about being alive. Because when things get so intense, good or bad, we can feel overwhelmed. And this is just a sort of a return to that pure energy that hopefully allows us each to go back out into our daily lives and make it a little bit partier, you know, because otherwise you can feel like tapping out. You don't want to celebrate. You don't want to do anything. It all seems kind of pointless and hopeless and futile. What's the point? So I want to not only be excited about life, I want to be able to make it the best I can, give it the best I can, and do that with everybody else. And this is a pep rally. It's really a pep rally for the human spirit.
Mark it on your calendar next Thursday, November 10th. It could be the greatest speaking tour to hit the state of West Virginia. It is Andrew WK's 50-state speaking tour, The Power of Partying. You can find out all the details and ticket info on his website, andrewwk.com. 15 years ago, Andrew, I bought the I Get Wet album. I'm still listening to it today. You inspired me, you taught me how to party, and you led me down the path that rocks. So personally, why I got you on the phone, my friend, I want to say thank you for teaching me how to party, and thank you for giving me the soundtrack to my party for the last 15 years.
Thank you so much, Sean. We're in it together. It's a team effort. Partying is a team effort. And, you know, again, remember, even when life is hard, it doesn't mean life is bad. We've got to hold on to that.